the owl. She doesn't do much, but she exists. And that's enough. This story starts with a bird attack, a patio, and a dog named Mia, and ends in a box full of wires. So my wife wanted a smart owl to scare off birds. Most people would buy one. I saw a $6 motion sensor and said, "Hold my soldering iron." I cracked it open, traced the PCB in Photoshop like I was defusing a bomb. I labeled the pads, I found the RX, TX, GPIO, 00, but the EN pin? A ghost. Just a via to nowhere. I soldered onto microscopic copper like a surgeon with shaky hands and the confidence of someone who's never done this before. At this point, I thought I was close to hacking the mainframe. Spoiler, I was not. I tried to flash it? Nope. Turns out the MCU was factory locked with a fuse. No firmware for me. So I pivoted. The motion sensor still worked. It spat out 3-volt signal on motion. Good enough. I tossed in a second ESP I could control and added a servo. Shaved everything in the box the sensor came in and duct taped a 3D printed owl head to the top. It triggers when motion is detected. That's it. But it's my failure, and I love it. This isn't a smart owl, but it's a wise one. Because it taught me that sometimes the journey is more important than the servo. And next time, I might just spend $35. Maybe.